Today, quoting December 28th, the Cyberspace Ashram opened its door and heart and minds to you. We had a few visitors today from Flint, Michigan, from Honolulu, and Houston, Texas. Beautiful families who originated in India, but their children are American Hindus. Dennis Wong cleared a path from the top of our cliff right down to our big lake with the river running through it. It's really beautiful. We have a couple of questions here that came in a few days ago from California. Is it possible we were together in a previous birth? Speaking myself as a guru with other devotees, and yes, it is possible that we were together in a previous birth, or you were with Sadhguru Yogaswami, or Chalapa Swami, or the Rishi from the Himalayas, because we reincarnate where our mind is. So whatever we set up our mind to do, we reincarnate. It's an inexpensive way of traveling, because if you want to go to Europe, you can go to Europe through the process of reincarnation. It's the same as traveling. Make up your mind where your destination is going to be. Through some conveyance, you go there. A boat, a ship, or through the astral plane and into a new body. And yes, sometimes that new body is a man, and other times that new body is a woman. We switch back and forth. And can you incarnate into the past or into the future? Well, I've heard about that in science fiction, but I don't know. Hindu philosophy doesn't encompass, as far as I know, your reincarnating into the past or the future, because everything is now. You are a sum total of everyone that you ever were, right now, this instant. So, prepare yourself for the grand departure. Our dear and close friend, Ram Sarup of New Delhi, returned to Shiva's feet. Yesterday, he was known as the voice of India. One of the greatest minds this century in India was Ram Sarup, and he left his physical body behind. And probably, since he loved Hinduism Today, promoted Hinduism Today, wrote articles in Indian newspapers for Hinduism Today, is thinking about us all the time, maybe he'd be one of our Swamis one day. Welcome, Ram. Incarnate close to us, and we'll train you in your new body and bring you along the spiritual path so that you can continue being a great mind of Sanatana Dharma and lift up thousands and thousands who need lifting up. So what we have to do is prepare for that grand departure, because we're all going to follow Ram Sarup into the great beyond to Shiva's feet. And perhaps some will never return, having attained full liberation, and still others will come back and serve and come back and learn and come back, because what brings us back? Our desire. Our desire to express things and experience things in earth consciousness in a physical body, which you cannot do in the other bodies, the astral body or the body of the soul. Well, in Cyberspace Ashram, think about your future. And your future is now. Live life well, and your future will still be now, because we live in a series of nows. Our mind does not project too far into the future in daily life. Rather, it projects further into the past as people become older. So clear up the past through the various methods and techniques which we teach here at Himalayan Academy. And also come to Anchorage, Alaska on the big, big ship with me for 7 days. We'll talk about all these wonderful things and move ahead rapidly by dropping the past over the side of the ship and standing strong, being free. The new you is waiting just inside of the old you. Om Namah Shivaya, everyone. See you tomorrow.